welcome everybody to Different Strokes
of Different Folks.
And we are your two hosts. My name, Reese One.
And I'm Gadget.
What's going on, everybody? And welcome back to another episode of Different Strokes of Different Folks. Now, y'all know who we are by now, and if you don't, let's go ahead and tell you. I myself am Reese One, with that whole Simply Reese One Inc. You know, and there's a whole bunch of brands under that. Just giving you that heads up. And you have Miss Gadget Doohickey. She booed herself, y'all. She booed herself. So what we're going to do for y'all on this particular episode is this. Today, yes, on this situation, we're giving y'all two topics. We're going to start off on today's episode like this. Liars, the response. So, Miss Doohickey.
Yes, sorry.
Now, with everything that we discussed in that last episode, was there supposed to be some responses?
Yes, there was, actually.
Oh, I got a good one for you. Hold on. I got a real good one for you.
Okay.
We want to welcome a guest. Nah, I'm messing with y'all, because here's the thing. We gave the opportunity for one of the people we discussed as in a youngin.
Or I like to call him Bumblebee.
Oh, she called him Bumblebee.
Because he's a pain in the side. But, you know.
But we tried to invite him on so he can give his side of his response. Now, the invitation was actually made by me, because I wanted to hear what he had to say and let you be the ones to pretty much put him under the telescope. But no, later on within this week, talks broke down between Ms. Doohickey and Bumblebee. Mm-hmm. And he got in his feelings. He got completely and utterly in his feelings, which is a crying shame, because I really wanted to get to hear what he had to say.
Because he was all for it. And he was like, oh, yeah, that's cool. I want to do it, yeah. And then next thing I know, I asked him if a certain time in his time zone, because I was considerate of his time zone, because he is technically in a different time zone. I'm like, right, is this time for you in your time zone okay? And he said no.
So basically, he was a chicken in this situation. Because here's the thing. I really wanted him to be able to speak on his own behalf, so he could basically say whatever, however, and defend himself in what kind of manner he chose. So I'm going to say it like this. Since he has listened to Different Strokes of Different Folks, Bumblebee, Youngin, Sir 21-year-old, let me say this to you, from me to you. We have an open invitation to you to come on Different Strokes of Different Folks
and be able to speak your mind. Yeah. We'll listen. We ain't got nothing to be scared of. We ain't scared of nothing. You understand? If you feel you want to curse us out on him, good luck to you. If you feel like you got something you want to say, blah, wow, that was a good one, purposefully, or even completely irrelevant.
Or you want to be really mad, you know.
Exactly. So you have the opportunity. The invitation is there. There.
It is there. Woo.
So we're making the opportunity readily available. Now,
we're going to say something about also, like, that's to, yes, we're offering the invitation to the 21-year-old, but also to anyone else who we've talked about or you thought we talked about, you know, people Zoom thing.
You know what? How about this? People out there, we have an open invitation of conversation that you could come out and join. Have conversations with us.
But you have to reach out to one of us if you want to be on our podcast for any reason. But you're not expressing your love to us because that's just weird. No.
If you want to express your feelings, if you want to be in your bio, if you want to be the one to allow yourself to do anything you want, come on.
You can come on if you want to tell Reed that you love him, because that'd be funny.
Right. If y'all want to have your little stalker moments for Miss Doohickey, come on and invite yourself. Yeah, sure. Hey, look, the invitation is open. Now, Miss Doohickey.
Hold on.
Ooh, she put us on hold.
All right.
My question, Miss Doohickey.
What is your question?
So you two had a conversation,
yeah,
and he bowed out of coming on to pretty much be able to allow himself to defend himself or just to speak his mind. But he decided,
no, I don't want to do that.
Which is fine.
Because it doesn't matter what people say about me.
Dude, I'm going to say this. I wanted you to have a chance to get to say,
I'm not a liar.
But, or if we misspoke on a part of the story, which I'm gonna let Miss Doohickey go ahead and explain what I'm talking about with that.
Okay. I sent him a message because I knew we talked about him, and I told him, he's like, oh, just let me know when you send it out. So I sent him a message and he listened to it and he made some comments while listening to it.
Mm-hmm.
He said some things I said were wrong about him.
Now, do you remember what parts he said that you were wrong on? Or technically, if you really think about it, he's saying that I was wrong because I was the one who brought up about, you know, there being a supposed room, you know, sick bay room that pretty much nobody said that everybody was sick in this room. I said this was a room that he stated that they had him go to. So now here's the interesting fun fact.
What?
Lady Doohickey, yes. Don't you still have the messages?
Yes, I just pulled them up too.
So, since we can't have him on here, we got the next best thing.
Yeah, his messages. He's unbelievable.
Well, here's the thing. The only thing that's being read of these messages is of this conversation. So we can set the record straight. So while she's getting those... Oh, wow. Look, she got to a ball. That went up. Here we go. Listen, everybody.
Okay, so I sent him episode 22, which is the last episode, and he said, I honestly can't cling to you because I don't want to do BS, but it's great, you lying again, ha ha ha, that's fun. So he said, I'm listening. I said, are you listening to the podcast? He goes, yes, I'm listening. I said, we talked about how you lied and what you lied about. Remember?
Right.
He goes, I never told you I was in a room that made me sick. That's a lie.
Now, just to make this clear, if you go back, y'all have been talking for a good half minute. Yeah. Correct?
Yes.
So, if you go back to the getting to know one another phase, right?
Yeah.
Which is still on there.
Mm-hmm.
Which I would like you to do, if you don't mind.
You know how many messages that was?
Well, it's time to play the roller game. You remember, you go... You get all the way to the top.
It was on here, Hold on, let me pull it up. Hold on,
man.
It's gonna take a little bit because I got thousands
and thousands. She says she got 1,000 upon 1,000 messages.
I'm already back in December, so.
Whoa! All the way to December. Because like I said, y'all been talking for a half minute. And here's the thing, people.
December 18th, 2021.
So.
For that, because of it was on, we were talking on WhatsApp.
Okay. Did he end up deleting?
On the meet me app, sorry.
Okay. And does you still have that? On meet me?
Yeah.
Okay. Then go to meet me.
Oh, and I'm trying to see if it was on here.
So, youngin, understand, sir. Nobody's reading or saying anything you haven't said. But here's the thing. This is where it gets fascinating, sir. I'm not having her read your whole book of messages that y'all had conversations or anything like that. Not at all. This is all in telling within the last episode of Liars that we did. So, just to show that the opportunity for you to come and speak your mind. It's still open. Just saying.
Okay. I just got to the COVID test. Hold on.
Ooh. Elvis Presley's in the building, y'all.
Okay, he said he's going to an isolation center at the base. That's when he was still lying to me.
Okay, so does that not coincide to what I stated?
Yeah.
Therefore, there was no lie in the statement of pretty much being in a, you know, sent to a location of a pretty much a sick bay. So, with that being said, no lies on this side.
All right. The girl in the knee, yes, she got jealous. You want me to show you my chats with her? That's crazy, and she's married. You think I want anything from her?
Now, what she's speaking on is they got into another dispute of wordage where they got into this whole thing of he has a female friend that's also in Indiana. Mm-hmm. Up there.
Yeah.
And the conversation entailed for him to state that a comment about one that Miss Doohickey made about the female friend that he had up there. So what she was just doing was addressing something he said that from his own words.
Yeah.
So I'm going to let you get more entailed on what that portion of the discussion was.
Well, he told me that this girl that he was talking, other girl from Indiana, wants to be friends because she's married type thing. And, like, she was getting mad because he was talking to me and not her. And then, you know, that he was making her jealous pretty much. You know, saying crap to her, getting stuff started because, you know, he's a youngin.
That's what they do!
And he thought it was funny and cute and, you know, show that a girl likes him kind of thing. Bunch of BS, in my opinion.
That's what they do!
So, I got a little irritated that the whole situation. I'm like, dude, that's why I told him, like, he's too young for me, because he was making this girl jealous for no freaking reason. Okay. So, he sent me messages that she sent him, that she was mad and everything, and then he said, yeah, she got jealous, and I'm like, okay, why? You know, I didn't get the whole why is she getting jealous, and he said, well, I was making her jealous. I'm like, dude, you're way too young for me. No. So, yeah, that's the whole conversation.
So, again, another situation pretty much debunked in this, that he got upset with her in a microcosm way because he bounced back with the quickness of, no, I'm not upset anymore. I just don't care. I don't care. I don't care. I still think you're a wonderful woman. Does that sound familiar to you? So.
And he also said, he got angry with me because, you know, we talked about all the lies he have said And if this gets me, he goes, I said, you're taking this way too serious. Just because I'm angry, basically can't cling to you because I don't even know how to keep up with lies. I didn't get bored of lying.
Now, that is read verbatim off of the conversation.
So, he doesn't get bored of lying, he just got tired of keeping up with lies.
Which is perfectly fine, dude. Plain and simple. How can you get mad at being on a part of an episode that honestly we just had good fun times laughing and the title of the episode was Liars?
Yeah.
You can't get mad if pretty much you state yourself that you just couldn't keep up with the lies anymore. You just got tired of the lying, basically. Again, if you want to come and defend yourself, the invitation is open. So I have another individual I want to go ahead and bring up to you, Ms. Doohickey.
Okay.
So the most recent guy was by the name, I suppose that male version name of one of my favorite female characters, in a sense. And to me, I'll just say the first portion of the name, because even though I don't believe even an ounce of the name, I'm 100% sure it's a lie. Okay. I'm pretty much almost on a dancing boogie woogie woogie. It's electric dance. That's the electric slide for those who don't know. I'm a firm believer that his name, as much as he as a person, is fake. But the name is Harley. So I want to ask you, Ms. Doohickey.
Yeah. What's
up? See, I'm coughing on this one, y'all. I'm sorry. Ooh, 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 ooh. Okay. With this dude, Harley. Did he pretty much lie to you?
About what?
About what? About life in general?
I don't know. What are you referring to? I'm just trying to figure out what you're referring to.
Okay. So it was stated that he said he's shy, which, hey, there are people who are shy. I'm not knocking on the shy. Okay. I'm not knocking on the shy community because I have friends, family, and loved ones who are shy. So no, I'm not knocking on that. But here's the thing. How is it that you can make a phone call and speak in a very light voice? But yet, all of a sudden, anytime somebody wanted to do a video verification, a live video chat, none of the devices, none of the websites, none of the work.
No, that was Harley said that he doesn't do video calls. That was
well, fakety fake did that too. But if you can remember, you did offer for Harley to do so.
Yeah, and he told me he didn't want to. Yeah, and he told me he didn't want to do it.
but he kept avoiding you trying to do it. All you said is you just want to verify. Now,
he told me he was real.
He said he was real. Now, here's the thing. He said he was real. Yeah. Who in the catfish community ain't gonna say that they ain't real?
Well, they could be a real person. It just...
I'm not saying that they ain't real. The point of catfishing is what I'm saying. The point of catfishing is typically they are real people. I mean, even scammers are real people.
Yeah.
But the point that I'm making is there are just some elements that will always look for a way to con somebody out of something. Correct?
Yeah.
Now, he tried to, let me ask you this. Did he try to play on your emotions?
He tried.
Okay. So that they go one. So here's the second thing. Anytime, yeah, now you said y'all didn't get to do no video call of any sort because I'm a real person. Okay. But here's the thing. And it brings up a fascinating question. You ready for this one?
Yep.
What's the difference between doing a video call and y'all sharing pictures and him actually calling you?
Sorry, what?
Yeah, you see how that was an interesting ball dropper right there?
Like, anybody can send anybody's picture. It doesn't matter. Like, you know, with 21-year-old, he sent me somebody else's picture, and you know, I looked it up, and it was a real picture. So anybody can send anybody's picture and say, claim that to them, and you can look it up, and it's a real picture.
Mm-hmm.
So him sending me pictures, saying, you know, they are real pictures, they're real, it's a real person, but it doesn't mean that it's actually him, per se. But then he's right. Kid, so it's kind of awkward in its own situation, but you know.
Right. So again, the whole thing is, he said he was he's shy. Mm-hmm. Therefore, video calls. He didn't want to do a video call, but he was quick to give you a phone call. And which shy people don't like to get on phones too quick either.
And he was only less than a minute.
Right. Like, but the point
is, and then that was pretty much it. I'm like, what the fuck?
Which, that could be anybody's voice.
Yeah.
But the point that I'm making is this. If he is as real as he wants to pretend himself to be from Ohio,
it's Ohio, not Ohio.
Ohio. From Ohio. Ohio. And yes, I can say it properly. I choose to say Ohio. Okay. But here's the thing. Here's the thing. First of all, everybody knows that Audis as vehicles, okay, are not cheap.
Nope, they are not.
They're not cheap vehicles in any sense of the word.
No.
So owning one Audi is darn near just luck in some people's cases. Especially at a, you know, blue collar wage.
Yeah.
But in what world are you owning two Audis as a quote unquote truck driver with quote unquote three kids? Now, I'll say this. I'll mention the oldest supposed child's age because their legal age, and you said that was 19. I do not release minors' ages of any sort, whether it's a scammer or not, because this whole backstory could actually be somebody's real life. Okay?
Yeah.
But the point is this. A truck driver.
For Audi. Well, you didn't say that. So.
Yeah, yes. Hold on. Let me make sure I get this clear. Because I forgot to mention. They are a transporter of Audi vehicles as well for Audi lot. So, Audi brand. Yeah. Uh-huh. So, in general, this cat says he works for Audi transporting the vehicles.
Sometimes for others. I don't know what else.
But the point is, and he owns two of them himself, having three kids. Oh, and supposedly now, ain't, you know, he's doing it as a single parent because him and his supposed wife or ex-wife or whatever he wants to call her, because she ain't supposedly in a picture. But to make somebody mad, he would take a picture of
a fancy ring,
a fancy wedding band on his hand.
Because he got mad at me and gave me a picture with a fancy ring. He called it, "Why are you getting mad about a fancy ring?" I'm like, "That's not a fancy ring. Okay, that's a wedding ring."
Now, like, not
a fancy ring. I'm like.
Not only that, but let's address this other little issue that Sir Harley seemed to have had. Because see, he seemed to always send a Pikachu of alcohol to you.
Not
always. Now,
He did send a couple, but yeah.
A couple. Okay.
And then there's a picture that he had alcohol in his room. Yeah, that was.
So we're not talking about just the same bottle of alcohol.
No.
We're not talking about cheap. Well, he says they're cheap now. Understand?
No, they're not cheap.
No, remember.
It's not cheap. And then he had a rosé, which is nowhere near.
Yeah, but cheap. If you can remember, he said he drinks cheap wines. I remember our conversation on this.
Uh-huh.
So he's calling these bottles of alcohol cheap. So you telling me a man who works as a blue-collar truck driver for Audi have three kids, not with a, you know, he's single parenting now. He has two pretty, you know, on the higher end of mid-range expensive vehicles. And now he's calling, you know, particular bottles of alcohol cheap. He's calling these bottles cheap, y'all.
And then what was the last, the one that was in his room? I can't remember what I called it. I called it Speech Schnapps, which is not cheap at all.
But in general, he came up with this fictional story. But here's another fascinating. He seemed to always like sending pictures of being in a vehicle, not him showing his face all the time, but him being in the vehicle, taking pictures of his hand, like at a steering wheel or something. Mm-hmm. Now, like, and he would always probably make sure he took a supposed picture of his right hand more than his left. He probably used his left hand to take the picture, since he supposedly ain't married and he's supposedly driving. Now, with all of that being said, he claims he's not an alcoholic, people.
He drinks occasionally. That's what he told
me. He says he drinks occasionally. Now, to drink occasionally is to have a bottle, if not two bottles, somewhere around you. And now, those bottles aren't
in the refrigerator. That's right. That's what was in the had Bud Light in his
Oh, and he had beer in the look here. Okay. So, but he only drinks occasionally. He's shown at least four bottles of either liquors or wine. And then you hear he had beer in the refrigerator. But again, he had three kids, two cars.
Oh, my God.
Upper mid-range cars. He has, you know, he's a single parent.
One with special needs.
One also with special needs.
Yeah.
So, and, you know, he's single parenting. All of this on top of being a blue-collared worker for Audi. Now, in what world is any of this equaling up to, he ain't lying. Oh, but here's what took the cake and made the explosion just boil over. So, and she knew this was coming. That's why she ain't saying too much and she ain't frustrated with me by this point. But here's the thing. And their last little situation before the proverbial shit hit the fan. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. Miss Doohickey. Miss Doohickey. Are you there? Miss Doohickey. Hello. Okay, so what we're gonna do while she's getting something straight, I don't have no clue what's going on over there. I don't know if people are gonna be right now. But let me say it like this. To make things pretty crystal clear, in their last situation, and this is what went down, people. As he traveled from Ohio, going to his destination, supposedly in Kentucky, in Kentucky. So, oh, from Ohio to Kentucky. Transporting vehicles. He had to go up. Okay. She's back, y'all. She's back. I'm just giving a piece of a breakdown of the explosion. So when you go back and listen to it, what happened is you had to do some editing. So
I had to go really bad and I couldn't just stop and then I had to make it.
It's cool. Pretty much what happened is you can just make a little quick break for that right there. Or something along those lines. But to finish it, you're ready to finish up this particular story, or you can just chop it out, you know what I mean? But here is, let me finish up this little story for you. So, in their last little explosion, and he went from Ohio to supposing Kentucky. And he was transporting some Audis. And while he was doing this, they got into a conversation where they were supposed to pretty much actually, what was it, have a conversation, do either, he was supposed to send her a picture.
Yeah.
He requested one, and she requested one from him. Now, she got her sent, but hours among hours later,
he finally sent me one.
But in the midst of this supposedly sending a picture, the conversation got heated. Pretty heated there. And she began to give him the business. I mean, she was giving him the business. No games.
Yep.
And his response to receiving the business was to completely avoid, ignore everything she said. Like it didn't even exist at all. And why it didn't exist at all in his mind? Oh, she was pissed. She was pissed off. She was so pissed off that she just said, You know what? Bam. In your face. And this is where the story climax at part of it. He says, I forgot my what? I don't get paid until blah, blah, blah. And I'm supposed to get paid $1,200, correct?
He said he had $1,200 on him, but he donated $300.
He said he had $1,200 on him. Now, y'all hear that? He had, in some people's case, a stimulus check in his pocket. He had dough, but he still needed $300. And why did he need $300?
He needed someplace to sleep.
Now,
he'd go back to work the next day.
Because he needed someplace to sleep. Now, understand. I have truck drivers as family members. I have friends who are truck drivers. I have truck drivers who are truck drivers. Understand. Even everybody knows if they're going to have to transport vehicles, there is no way they're spending a night, because 9 times out of 10, they have to have things done by a deadline of getting something to a location.
I think
he first of all.
I think he told me he was on the way home.
So he said he was on the way home.
Yeah.
Now, even on being on the way home, who was going to go to a hotel that's costing $1,500 for a night?
No.
If you're a blue-collar worker transporting vehicles, now let's make that clear, transporting vehicles, you have pretty much a empty, you know, your trailer is pretty much empty of no other vehicles. It's just your truck and trailer. Your truck and hauler, basically. Who is taking that? What hotel do you think is allowing? You think a $1,500 a night hotel is allowing a truck with hauler to be in a parking lot?
No. No.
$1,500 a night? Let me tell you something. Even if it's I'm $300 short, which we all know, what is that saying? He trying to milk somebody of some money. Now, when Lady Doohickey saw this, and I'm going to let her pretty much express how she felt on this situation.
Well, I was extremely angry. Like, extremely angry.
What were your words to him?
Like, I was extremely angry.
Okay. Anyway, sorry about that. It's funny.
She had to get it out of her system. She liked to go beast mode.
Okay.
He's quiet.
Oh, sorry, I was trying to find the right. So he says, I can't make it up. It's late. I need to locate a nearby hotel and sleep. Then tomorrow morning I can continue my journey. Right now I need a few bucks. $1,200 on me. I need $300 right now. You can assist me tomorrow and finally get back to work.
Yeah. Now, he said he needs a couple bucks. He has $1,200 on it. Who needs a couple bucks when they got $1,200 on their person?
At that point, he had more money than my full checking account. Okay.
First of all, I'm a firm believer. He had more money. The reason why I call it a stimulus, people, because more people look at $1,200 as a happy time. Why? Because that's not money that you just come across every single day. And blue-collared workers, you know, these people who do everyday man jobs, ain't looking at $1,200 as and ain't got nothing in their pocket. But they need more money in their pocket because they got only $1,200. Only. That is a hard term to even put together. Only $1,200 in their pocket. So.
And the picture he did finally sent me at him, it was at least two other people in the car.
Now, the picture he sent, now understand, the picture he sent to her that supposedly be him transporting vehicles. was a picture of him with two other people in the vehicle. So, here's the interesting question. If he had people in a vehicle with him, why would he need money?
I have no idea.
So, after the proverbial shit hit the fan, and I need to know this. You blew up on him, and I mean you blew up on him.
Yeah, I wasn't very nice. Made you cry.
So, it brings an interesting question. So, my question goes like this, okay? Because I want to see what's said on this one, okay? Did he send you a message on a social media?
Yes, he did.
Now, what did he say to you?
Okay. Well, after, you know, because he added me on Instagram. And
the gram, people, the gram.
And later, after, you know, after I called him out for his BS and said a lot of cuss words. he said, have a nice life, you don't effing care. I bet you can't find no man with your F attitude. I'll look for a way out or I'll sleep in the on the car, it's all good.
Now, I'm surprised she hasn't just read it completely verbatim because she loves her chance of getting a curse.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, all of a sudden, she wants to be Miss Proper and edit herself. Ooh, ooh, how nice.
So, did you say shove who? I ain't no fool. Anyway, as I stated.
I called him pathetic.
Yeah, she definitely called a man pathetic. A man who's a blue-collar worker transporting Audis on two of his own, have expensive bottles of alcohol in his home with beer in the refrigerator. Has three kids, which one, the youngest, is disabled.
Oh, he called to me, by the way. After he called, I told you he called me.
Uh-huh.
He did respond back.
Okay. So, and here's a response to all of this. Go ahead.
He said, that was a mistake anyways. Goodbye. I said, it's okay, Harley. I forgive you because, you know, why hold a grudge? Because he's an idiot. He goes, well, you didn't offend me. It's just that you turned me down when I needed you the most because you are getting angry at me and it hurt me. I hurt his little feelings.
You hurt his widow feelings. Ah, you hurt his widow feelings.
It really hurt when I called him pathetic.
But he had no money on him. All he had was $1,200.
And he had to sleep in his car.
He had to sleep in his car because he couldn't find a motel less than $1,200. Yeah. It, for those who listen to that, you make sense of that. You make sense of it. Because there are motels that pretty much do $50 to $60 a night.
Yeah, the one I stayed in was like $63 a night. Okay, so no.
Party over there. Party over there. She's about for her birthday weekend, people. For her birthday weekend that she had a few weeks ago.
So don't tell me you need $100,000 for a hotel room. He
wanted $300 from her, people. $300. Because $1,200 just wasn't enough.
Yeah. How does that sound? That sounds
corn puckyish. Corn puckyish. So, with that being said, Harley, even if she ain't gonna say it, even if a lot of people won't say it, I will say it. You are a scamming, bullshitish, loser pants who's using somebody else's identity and just trying to find ways to scam money from somebody else who actually works hard at what she does. Work for every penny, every dime, every nickel, every quarter that she fights for. Sometimes and you are a major piece of loser pants shit. Just making that crystal clear to you, sir.
Oh, and then did I tell you it's kind of funny because the 20-year-old calls me SpongeBob when it comes to work. I kind of felt like that yesterday.
And for youngin', the invitation is there. She even mentioned how you called her SpongeBob. So the invitation is for you to come and speak your mind. And you know what, Harley? If you got something you want to say, since you don't like to do video, hey, we do audio here right now. How about you? Come on, man. You can come on and speak on your side of the situation. Or are you just going to drink your way away from this one too? Invitation's open. Just saying.
Alrighty.
So, after all of that, we're going to say it like this. Thank you, guys. If you have any comments, do what you got to do. And you know what? You know what to do. Woo-woo! If you don't know what's up, now that's what's up. We thank you guys, and bam.